And welcome to the first podcast episode of Convergence Soup. For our first episode slash podcast, we have a really exciting guest, somebody that knows a little one or two things about winning. Perhaps you've seen his hit series comedy show on primetime, Charlie Sheen. Charlie, thank you for joining us.
Go.
Okay, yeah, we will. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, Charlie, is we just had a phenomenal quarter. In fact, Catalyst just had a record quarter in revenue, and I think a lot of that has a lot to do with the partners.
They're the best at what they do, and I'm the best at what I do, and together it's like, it's on.
Yeah, no, it is on. And, you know, I think one of the things that's become very clear when you're a company that has this kind of growth that we've had over the last quarter is I think often a lot of times our competitors can be envious.
People say it's lonely at the top, but I sure like the view.
Yeah, no, we do too, Charlie, and that's a good observation. There's worse problems to have. You know, I think one of the things I wanted to talk about is teamwork, and you know, I think teamwork is a big part of the success of Catalyst Telecom, and I think to a larger extent, we become an extension of our partners and work as a team to help them grow their business. You too, if I understand correctly, you have sort of an entourage that surrounds you, and you guys are involved in various enterprises and things. You know, now that you're not a TV star anymore, can you share some thoughts on, you know, teamwork?
We win so radically in our underwear before our first cup of coffee. It's scary.
That's great. Now, we win pretty radically, too. And I like to think that our partners win rather radically. You know, as we go into this next quarter, I think one of the things that we're doing is, you know, we're not resting on our laurels. We're looking for new revenue opportunities. And that's always a challenge.
There's a trillion places for a million things to hide.
No, there are. There are a trillion places for a million things to hide and a million opportunities. And I think that's a lot of time the challenge for our partners is not knowing where to focus with there being so many opportunities in the data center, with switching, with security. One area in particular that I like that I'm seeing a tremendous amount of growth in is in the wireless space.
It's exciting.
Yeah, no, it is. I agree.
Love it violently.
I do too. And I think as I look at the numbers in my territory and across Catalyst, where we're seeing a lot of growth, is specifically with, you know, our wireless vendors like Aruba Networks, Meru, Adtran, a lot of these guys, and we're starting to see some success with Avaya. That's where a lot of our revenue is coming from.
Scoreboard doesn't lie.
No, you're right. The scoreboard doesn't lie. And, you know, that's what I tell partners that aren't selling wireless today is the numbers don't lie. We're seeing a lot of growth there. So if you're not selling wireless, you got to ask yourself, why are you leaving money on the table? What I'm finding with a lot of these partners is, you know, once you build a practice that's focused on wireless and your salespeople know what questions to ask, you'll be surprised how easy it is to grow that business.
It's not rocket science, you know?
No, it's not. And, you know, one of the great things is we have within Catalyst a whole variety of resources that really help partners fill the gaps if they haven't been successful in the wireless space in the past. Everything from, you know, wireless network surveys to on-site assessments to implementation. It's a little known fact that our OUI services group is certified on all of our wireless vendors to do implementations. So partners that don't have those certifications and don't feel comfortable doing those implementations for wireless, they can actually outsource that work to us until they get to the point where they realize they're leaving money on the table and they want to get into implementation. You know, one of the vendors that I like a lot, Charlie, among many, is Adtran. Adtran recently made pretty big acquisition in BlueSocket. And the thing I like about that is Adtran is starting to carve out a really unique and impressive story around virtualization. If you look at their UC platform, they actually have a pretty robust UC platform that can be virtualized on a machine. And now they have in BlueSocket a virtualized controller. So as they are adding these applications, and you're a your business partner, and you're looking to have a very coherent, you know, VMware-based solution, Adtran actually has a really neat story.
Pretty cool beans.
Yeah, it is. You know, another one that, Charlie, that I really like is Aruba Networks. And I think, you know, the thing that really stands out to me with Aruba Networks is they've really nailed the story with respect to BYOD. And when I say BYOD, of course, I'm talking about the whole bring your own device, consumerization of IT that we're seeing. A lot of enterprises are now having to wrestle with the fact that not only their executives, but just your everyday employee is bringing an iPad or, you know, a tablet or a smartphone into the enterprise, and they expect these things to work, and they're using applications that are doing, you know, voice and video, things like FaceTime and Skype and all these consumer applications, but they're part of real business. And I think what Aruba really seems to understand is, you know, from an IT director or a CIO standpoint, you can't push back on this stuff. It's an inevitable business trend, and IT departments are going to have to figure out a way to accommodate these devices, and at the same time balance that with you know, mitigating all the risks that these devices represent. IT directors are not going to be able to look, you know, their CFO or their CEO in the eyes and say, sorry, you know, Mr. CEO, this isn't going to work.
Not going to happen.
No, it's not. You know, another thing that I really like is with the Aruba is this, you know, I guess you could call it marketecture, but it's the idea of right-sizing the network.
Genius.
Yeah, it is. It is genius. And, you know, the idea is that companies over the years continue to refresh their technology investment. So what they don't pay attention to is the number of switch ports that they have. So, you know, every 3 years they get rid of their switches, bring in some new switches at faster speeds. What they don't realize is over the last decade, they don't have as many wired users as they used to. I know they had, there was one opportunity in particular for a large university where they used a software called StatSeeker, and what they figured out is 50% of the ports on their network had zero utilization. So what
Aruba
and that partner had told the university is, listen, let's take that money that you were gonna waste and basically flush down the toilet on switch ports that you're never gonna use, and let's use that in putting together a more solid, secure, robust wireless networks with Aruba Networks. And that ended up being just a huge, huge win for Aruba. And I think a win that a lot of the partners could replicate.
Winning.
Yeah, it is winning. So moral of the story, partners out there, hello, if you're not selling wireless today, get in the game.
Jesus, get with the program!
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie, get with the program. Anyways, I think this concludes our podcast. I want to thank you, Charlie, for...
What?
I want to thank you for coming in and spending some time with us. Do you have any final comments or recommendations, Charlie, as our business partners head into this quarter and look to continue the amazing success that they're having?
You close your eyes and you change your brain. It's not that complicated.
Okay. Well, thank you, Charlie. And to everybody, thank you for listening. Please check my blog, Convergent Soup. It's convergentsoup.com without the www. And till next broadcast, have a great day.